How many inches you got?
I'm above average for sure. I know that just based on stats and shit.
You're looking up the cock stats.
Like, you're forced to see cock stats all over TikTok.
What's your For You page?
Just, have you never seen, like,
I'm not looking up cock TikTok.
Well, I don't look up cock TikTok either, bro.
You do some pretty wild content. Bench pressing girls and stuff like that.
Because I've tried everything, dude.
You, where do you see it going next, like in the next 5 years?
I want to shit on Gymshark. That's what I want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, you actually selling drugs?
No. It's just a Steve will do it joke, man. That guy just says wild shit. I think he made like $1 million selling these t-shirts.
You're lying.
Just the drug one.
Are you guys as crazy off camera?
No, dude, we're fucking gym bros.
All right, what's going on, your butterscotch brownies? We're back. We're feeling fierce. We got Big Cock Bradley Martin in the fucking building.
Wait. Butterscotch brownies?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't ask questions. Okay. I'm asking questions.
We mix it up out here.
Yeah, we have the biggest guy on Instagram. He's all girth. How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel amazing.
Yeah?
Instagram's down, though. It's an interesting time right now.
How are you going to DM girls without it?
And that's the thing. We were talking. We were over here. I was on TikTok, and I was like, how am I going to DM these girls? Because I can't now.
Send a dove. Like a carrier pigeon.
Like,
with a note.
An actual dove. Yeah. Not the emoji.
But see, that's the thing. You got to get the information first, right? You can't get it. It's like,
you can use Snapchat, no?
But the thing is, like, you find them on TikTok. You can't really direct message people on TikTok unless you following or whatever.
Yeah, people don't really check it.
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of hard to communicate.
Well, you could tweet at them.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, at Gabrielle, whatever your name is, you got a fat, juicy ass.
Yeah, I just don't know. It might, I don't know.
I hope it's down forever.
Really? Why the fuck would you say that?
Dude, I thought about that.
My whole career.
No, I don't know. I think you'd be good at this point.
Yeah, you'll be good.
No way.
Yeah, well, podcasts are still here.
That's true.
Yeah, it's the wave anyway. It's fun, man.
Yes. Bradley's got a podcast as well. We just did that. When's that?
Called Raw Talk. It's coming out. The first one is going to come out on Tuesday, which is, I don't know when you post this, but that'll probably be earlier this week.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Yours is going to come out the following Tuesday.
Sick.
So I've done a podcast for about 4 years, but I went through a few different like co-hosts and situations where I wasn't able to sustain it.
Yeah.
But now I have a co-host. Her name is Jess. So I have a girl co-host, and the podcast is now called Raw Talk. It was called Culture Cast, but I had to rebrand it because it just needed a new style, new vibe.
What do you usually talk about on there?
Everything. Like,
yeah.
For example, we had you, and we just talk about either things you're doing, things you want to do.
Yeah.
And I try to get into more conversation about like, you know, someone's life and specifically like how they got to where they're at.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of just like what's necessarily happening. Because a lot of times like you podcast, it's like current topics and stuff revolving around that person, which is cool because like you get the views and shit like that. But I like podcasts where you learn like how that person got to where they're at, why they're there, what they believe. And like, you know, talking to you about the intention stuff, like the things that really matter to you.
Yeah, well, what we like to talk about is fucking. And I heard you're pretty good at slanging that cock around. Ladies and gentlemen, there was this girl that came over my house. This was like a long time ago. This is when I first like kind of got close to Bradley. Well, not close, but this girl came over at 10 a.m. and I was like, oh, what were you doing last night? She was like, literally looked me in my eyes and told me she was getting ran raw by Bradley Martin. And then she's just said it was great. She's like, I love like older dudes because he's in his 30s because they fuck right. And I was like, damn. So what are you doing in the fucking bedroom? How do I fuck better?
I'm not doing anything, dude.
How many inches you got? You're slanging that thing?
Oh, man. I can't tell that.
What do you do?
I mean, I'm above average for sure. I know that just based on stats and shit. Yeah. But like, you know, I don't do anything special.
You're looking up the cock stats?
Well, I mean, you see, it's like you're forced to see cock stats all over TikTok nowadays. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
What's your For You page?
No, it's just, have you never seen like?
I'm not looking up cock TikTok.
Well, I don't look up cock TikTok either, bro. I mean, Jesus. I wouldn't judge you if you did, though. You know, like I'm just saying, like I find there's so much shit. I've realized TikTok is like the most toxic app, ever, and it's crazy because now it's like our youth is fully on that, and like the crazy shit that goes on TikTok is like blowing my mind. How much? Like, for example, I don't know how many videos you see where it's like, I made a dumbass reply to some girl who was like, oh, this guy was really nice to me.
Mm.
So I fucking friend zoned him, was like on some stupid sound thing.
Yeah,
and I made a stupid reply that was like I was just nice to you because I was trying to smash and it went viral.
Yeah.
But it's like that concept of like people, men and women, like fucking hating each other.
It's such a divide as well, especially with race as well.
It's crazy. It's just like nonstop toxic shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this is. And then the crazy thing is, I'll have friends or like people that I work with who like work with me on Raw Gear who like this like super Christian dude who's like just a really good dude and he'll post content. and if shit'll get like removed or banned for like weird ass reasons, and then I'll see girls like butt ass naked with their titties like all in the camera, it's like basically just tits on the screen.
Yeah, which is awesome,
and it's amazing.
Keep
but it's
banning
getting,
the boys.
It's getting 10 million views, but it's not. It's just like the I don't understand how they're deciding what stays and what goes.
Yeah,
it's
they're like weird. They're like half naked 15-year-olds, good to go. Yeah, if you swear, you can't say it's like crazy.
Yeah, you say I said dick because I replied to some video where some guy was pulling a mushroom out of a tree, and I was like. That's a dick mushroom.
I saw that comment.
But that thing got like it was under review for like 2 hours.
Really?
So it fucked the views because I said the word dick, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But it's like then you have girls just showing their titties like 100%. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's great, but I'm like, they don't have any like rhyme or reason to how they're like policing shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I know one of my boys like almost got his account banned because he replied to a comment and said, ooh. And then he's like, your account's gonna be
banned. Yeah, I know a ton of guys on the team, they'll be like, I commented L. Like, L, like, you fucked up and it was bullying.
Maybe they're trying to, like, reduce, like, people, like, commenting hate and stuff on it. Because it is the comments on most TikToks are pretty fucking toxic.
Definitely. I mean, fucking social media in general is pretty fucking toxic.
Well, how long have you been on social media? You've been doing it for a while. Social media slut, someone said.
Bro, it's crazy. I've been doing social media. I've been doing Instagram since that shit started.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm talking about the beginning of 2011. It started in 2010 October.
Yeah,
I started like a few months later, which would have been like the beginning of 2011.
Yeah,
and I've been on it fucking ever since. And I mean,
did someone tell you to get on it? Or you saw it?
Yeah, let me explain. So when I was younger, this is how social media started for me. I was younger, and I played a lot of video games.
Yeah,
like every video game, like Unreal Tournament, Halo, all these things you think of, World of Warcraft, Diablo, all these games, like. People in their 30s gonna be like, oh, I played all those too, right?
Yeah.
And I used to play so many video games that I was like, oh man, I want to figure out a way to be able to play video games. This is me younger thinking, right?
Yeah.
And not have to go to work, but may be able to make money. And I had no idea how that was gonna happen.
And then you invented FaZe Clan.
And then I invented FaZe Clan. And they fucked me up. I don't know, just like the crypto thing, they screwed me. And I have no ownership now, which is crazy. They finessed me, dude. It's fucked up. Banks, we're gonna have a conversation. No, but no, I'm kidding. What?
I've been seeing those billboards around.
About FaZe Banks fucking me out of the ownership of
FaZe
Clan?
No, FaZe Clan. I don't even know what FaZe Clan is.
Oh,
you don't know what FaZe Clan is?
Oh, I'm a boomer, dude.
Oh, it's all good. It's just a massive video game, like...
Organization.
Oh, organization. Okay, yeah.
It's one of the biggest orgs.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
So anyways, I'm like young, and I'm like, fuck, I just want to figure out a way to not live a normal life. And I don't know where that came along in my life, which I think is also really interesting. I just always seem to be like, I don't know, I wanted something that wasn't normal because I guess growing up, I was in the town that I grew up in, which is Pacifica, California, up north, right under San Francisco. I would see a lot of people and they would like graduate, and that's when I'm younger, and then they just stay in the same town and be like, fuck, I don't want to live my life like
that.
It's
boring.
Boring. So I was always thinking like, what can I do to not do that?
Yeah.
Like from a very young age. And, I basically would read like, I don't know, it's called CNET. I don't even know if it's still around, but it was like a business website that had like articles about business and shit.
Yeah.
And they kept talking about how social media and e-commerce specifically, before really talking about social media, there was like e-commerce is going to change the world.
Damn.
And obviously, as we know, it's literally changed the entire
everything.
World. Like every fucking TV thing, every everything. Platform period owns like a social media presence.
Yes.
Now. So. Yeah. Back in the day, I was like, fuck, man, I just want to figure out how to do this. And I remember reading about these things that were coming out.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember I got Twitter. Like if you look at my Twitter, I could show you. But I had started Twitter in 2008.
Damn.
Which is like fucking forever ago. Like, Jesus. You can see the life when you started Twitter. I'll show you after the podcast. But
wow.
Yeah, 2008. And I was like, because I was like a kid. And I was like, yo, how do I make money on this?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't want to do the regular 9-to-5. That was my intention. Damn. So I'm reading all these articles and they're like, Instagram's coming out. And I would sit on the app store and like just look at the social section and try to find apps and be like, oh, I'm going to download this. I'm going to download this. I'm trying to get on the wave.
Yeah.
Because Twitter, I got it and I was like, I was always into fitness and I'd follow like some fitness people and I was like, I'm not a fucking user. Like, what am I going to, how do I do this? How do I create anything out of this? It's just lines I'm writing. I ate, you know, fucking Doritos today or some shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So basically I found out Instagram was coming and I just started it. And I was like, okay, this is going to be the app. And everyone at the time used Instagram just for like, how old are you?
24.
Okay, yeah, you don't remember this shit. They were using Instagram to get like fucking frames for Facebook photos.
Oh, so like, really? Like the filters.
The very first filters on Instagram were like, you would take a picture of something and you have like some stupid fucking frame that no one ever posts these nowadays.
Yeah,
like
the
ugliest thing possible. That's how Instagram started, where it was like, everyone just used it to like, and it wasn't on Samsung.
As like a camera thing.
As a camera to take a picture of something with some dumb frame, because like that was the cool thing at the time for the app.
Wow. You know,
that was it.
Really?
And it wasn't on it wasn't on like Androids, it was only on iPhone. And I would go around like, because I was in a gym always.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you'll follow me on this app. And they're like, what the fuck is? I remember going around telling people to follow me on this app.
Really?
Yeah. So long story short, I was the first dude in the fitness industry to have 10,000 followers.
Wow.
Like that's because I remember going to competitions back in 2011.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was doing pretty good in those fitness competitions. It was like, I did like the very first men's physique shows, like literally the first one in Orange County.
Wow.
I did it like when the class first came out, which now it's like, you know, it's evolved into a lot more now.
Yeah.
And I would go to shows and they'd be like, yo, that's a guy with 10,000 followers. And I'd be like, I'm the fucking man. You know, really? I was like, I'm the man. Yes, bro. I'm talking 10,000.
That is nuts.
So, and then from there, it was like, obviously I just kept posting. Mm. I never stopped. And it was just, I was just posting what I was doing. And at the time I was a trainer. So I was like posting the fact that I had abs and, you know, I thought I was pretty in a selfie, you know, back then. Now, not so much. I don't take the selfies no more. You gotta evolve, right?
You have to, yeah.
And then I was like, I'd post progress of my clients and shit. And then I started like doing, which another thing that I started this trend of doing it in a certain way.
Yeah.
Prior was called, I knew coaches who would train clients, like remotely, they call it virtual training.
Mm-hmm.
And I came and was like, yo, I'm gonna call this shit online coaching. This is what I'm gonna do. And that shit blew off. Like,
really?
And I was, that's when I started making so much money, because I was training people online, basically. Damn. And before that, no one did that. Like, it didn't exist. And I would create these little, like, marketing squares, and they're like, you know, little squares. It was like little advertisements. No one did this. It wasn't a thing that people were like, oh, that guy did that, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I started doing it, and I started noticing, like, people would literally copy, like, my captions and, like, these little things word for word.
Damn.
Like, structure and everything. And I remember I was blocking people and shit, and I was so mad that people would copy me and all that stuff. But I realized, like, yo, it's just the way it goes. You know,
That's wild. And what's the biggest lesson that you've learned to keep relevant over all these years? Because a lot of people, like, disappear.
Never stopping. And evolving.
Yeah.
And understanding that, like, if you want to continue to grow, like, over time, and you want to continue to be relevant, like, you have to evolve. And you have to, this is the thing that people don't realize. Imagine if I started fucking 2010, right? And someone followed me then.
Mm.
And now, how old are they? Let's say they're 20. How old are they now?
I don't know. I'm no good with math.
Yeah, me neither. I'm terrible. But they're like 30 something.
Yeah.
So imagine they have like a wife and kids and a house and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know the exact numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, imagine like their lives are completely different.
Yeah.
So if I started then, I know it's like, okay, the guy who's following me, he's 19. He's like 30 now.
Damn.
So I have to continue to understand it. Like, and the 30-year-old is not like,
yeah,
oh, I'm gonna wake up every morning and I'm on fucking, maybe some of them are.
Yeah, yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
You know, sadly sometimes, but I still love it. But most of them are like, oh, I got a 9-to-5, I gotta take care of my girl and my kids and these responsibilities, so they're not on social.
Yeah.
Because what drives social is kids, is the younger generations who are like, I'm on my phone all day, glued to this shit.
Yeah.
So I understood that. I was like, okay, I know that like if I'm moving forward, all these people who have been here are also getting older now, which is crazy for me too, because when I started involving athletes in my brand, Raw Gear, when I rebranded it, because I knew I needed to in order for it to grow where I wanted it to go.
Yeah, do you call it Raw Gear because you don't wear condoms when you fuck?
No, but we make a lot of jokes. Like, actually, I was going to release a condom that I don't even want to say this because someone's going to steal my idea, because that's what people normally do.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I'll say it anyways. I was going to release a condom, but I guess I couldn't do it unless they had this brand, that had no condom in it. You know, but like a little rapper.
That's good.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do it.
Yeah. So you're like, when you're with a girl, you're like, oh, I got one.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah, no, I got you. I got the Raw Gear condom.
Like, exactly. Turn around, like, rustle it in her ear.
Yeah, she's like, you got a condom? And you're like, yeah, I got one right here.
Yeah, it's invisible.
You take it out. She's like, fuck it.
Yeah, you get
pregnant. Because she'll probably laugh and be like, fuck it. That's actually, do you wrap it up?
Every time.
Every time?
Yeah, without a doubt. Every single time.
You know, someone once told me, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So you just kind of wrap it up every time.
No,
okay.
Like I try to. It's the thought that
I don't even believe that.
No, I promise you. I will most of the time. It depends on the person.
Here was my try
to. What if you don't want to in the moment?
No,
Why are we asking me questions?
Dude, here was my try-to back in the day. I'd be like, she'd be like, you have a condom? I'd be like, knowing in my mind, 100% zero condom near me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think I got a condom. Let me see. And I'm like looking around.
You do that?
Oh, fuck, I'm all out. No, I did that. I don't do it anymore.
Wow. You wrap it up.
Of course I wrap it up.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time.
We're holy men over here.
You gotta be protected.
Yeah. Nowadays. Well, exactly. You never know who's gonna try and get pregnant.
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. Look, we all shop online. We love some e-commerce. I'm a big fan of this product.
Yeah, me too. At one time I saved like I bought like a Photoshop course,
yep,
and it was like $200, and then with Honey it like somehow knew like some insider code, and yeah, then it was like $18.
Look, if you don't know what Honey is, essentially it's a browser extension that you put on to your browser, and when you go on like websites that have like 30,000 of them, they have these codes that just randomly get put into your checkout, and you save money. Like, I've used it many times. Abby's used it many times.
I've also like tried, like before Honey, trying to like track down a code, and it sends you to some shady websites with all these pop-ups, and they want your email, and this, it just automatically does it. Like, there's literally no downside to it.
Like, legitimately, like, and it's also free. I couldn't recommend this enough. I do use it. You do legitimately save money. You can get clothes, tech, gadget, pizzas, literally anything. They have over 30,000 stores. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for the coupons. It finds that site. And then once it gets it, you just watch the price drop. It's that simple, that easy. I've used it many times when I'm like going to buy supplements or buying clothes. It's literally one. It's bizarre. One click.
So how do I get it?
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/tapin. That's joinhoney.com/tapin. Go get some savings. You know what I just had?
What do you have?
I didn't have a wank, but I had a great night's sleep.
Dude, me too.
And that's all because of Buffy. We're here again with a beautiful sponsor. Now, this one is a little bit different. Wentz bedding. And they're made out of water bottles.
Buffy is awesome. They got all sorts of your bedding needs. The Cloud Comforter is unreal.
Unreal. So they sent us some. We've been sleeping in them in the same bed. We've been having sleepovers. And it's actually extremely comfortable, and
it literally feels like you're sleeping in a cloud. Like, it's like, it's thick and it's fluffy, and you wrap it and you don't overheat. And I sleep well because I don't feel guilty. You know what that's made of? Water bottles.
Not actual water bottles. The water bottles are already made into a blanket. Don't worry, they're not tied together with a string. They're actually like,
it's made, yeah, recycled.
And it's good for the environment. So think about that. You could be sleeping easy, sleeping with that, you know, that environmental footprint off your mind.
Most comforters harm, I believe, 12 geese.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because they have to milk them for their
feathers.
We're massive about the environment over here. So if you want to get on and get sleeping well, you know, maybe get one for your friends. Jump in bed together.
I actually think a good comforter is almost more important than a good bed.
Yep. 100%. If you have the right comforter, you could sleep on a floor. You could sleep under a bridge.
For real.
You're living life. So for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the code TAPIN. Again, $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the code TAPIN. Again, try something new. Get comfy, get sleeping nice, and most importantly, do something better for the environment.
That's a fact.
So anyway, you're pretty close to the Nelk Boys now as well. How did that all come about? How'd you meet them?
Oh man! So originally, I met Steve and Kyle because they came to my gym. I forgot who connected us, but seeing Steve had messaged me and was like, "Let's do this video." He wanted to drink like some beer in a beer bong and do a bench press.
Damn!
So I was like, "Yeah, of course." I've seen some of his stuff.
Yeah.
And then they came, they did it, and when I was talking to Steve, I realized like, he was telling me how, because Steve is young. Steve's like 22.
It's fucking nuts.
And crushing it, absolutely crushing it.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, oh, I used to watch all your YouTube videos and all that shit growing up, like in high school.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, we had this connection kind of on that level.
Yeah.
And then I met him, and he was just a fucking nice guy. It's like super, super like simple, nice dude, straightforward.
Yeah.
And he just did crazy shit. And obviously, I was like, oh, this is fun. And then like we just clicked.
Just kicked it from there. Damn, that's sick. You do some pretty wild content as well, though, in your gym.
Yeah, I mean,
like bench pressing girls and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's crazy now that it's like I've done it for so long.
Yeah.
It's just like I think I've literally done anything possible you could with lifting a woman or a human being, because I've tried everything, dude. Because I'm telling you, I remember when it was like popping off, and I was like, oh shit, people love this shit.
Yeah.
And I remember in the beginning, I was like, there's only so many things I'm going to be able to do with this. That's dude. The thing this is, that I'm talking about evolving and like continuing to try to grow your content. And I would say the thing that I realized most about content, obviously besides like, it's fucking fun to lift the girls and have fun and do that. Yeah. Obviously, I knew that guys were watching me because my audience, unlike yours, I know we were talking about it.
Yeah.
My audience is 99% dudes.
It's wild.
And it's been that way forever.
Yeah.
Which is great for like buying apparel, all that shit, buying the supplements because I'm selling to like my same sex.
Yeah.
And then so I knew obviously for views of like guys, if they're going to watch me because I do cool strength shit, they're going to watch see girls. Why would you not want to see hot chicks?
Yeah.
So then I started doing that. And then, but I remember in the beginning, I was like, fuck, this at some point, there's not going to be any more versions of it, like no more iterations of this, right?
Yeah, I think we should brainstorm right now and think of some.
Well, think of an exercise you think I have, like you couldn't, it's like, you'll name something and probably did it.
You should like make an X-rated version where everyone's naked and you do OnlyFans.
Bro, I've contemplated OnlyFans so many times now.
Well,
I want to.
Apparently you got a horse cock and you fuck around, you may as well figure it out.
I want to so bad. I'm just like.
Why would you not?
I don't know, man. Like, and it's weird because like, with my audience, they'd be like, fucking sick.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, fuck you. You know how like girls would be like, oh, I don't want to do OnlyFans because like people aren't going to look at me this way or that way or whatever, right? My audience would probably be like, that's fucking dope.
You think the dudes would sign up?
I think they'd be, at least the first month, they'd be like, let me see if his dick's small, you know? Like they're going to want to find out.
Well,
like,
Lil Pump's fucking on OnlyFans.
Wow. Are you serious?
He gets his cock out, everything. Yeah, he goes crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, bro, I swear to God, I saw a video. I was like, no way, bro. In the middle of a club and shit.
In a club? What do you mean?
There was like four girls. I was like going crazy. I was like, I know you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I recognize you.
Of course. Probably his usual suspects.
Yeah, no.
LA, man. He's in LA, right?
I think he's in Miami.
Oh, Miami. Okay.
Yeah, but I think he's just doing that full time, not doing any more music.
Bro, would you fuck on OnlyFans?
It's like, it's just finding the right person because you know it's going to be like, If it got out, you know,
it's a big thing.
Once it gets leaked, like you want to make sure that person's like solid as well.
Yeah, it's got to be like a Kardashian.
Yeah. Well, fuck. Imagine that.
Kylie, huh?
Damn, I wouldn't be able to get that thing
in. You wouldn't be able to get what?
I wouldn't be able to get it in. I'd be trembling on the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it though. I mean, it makes sense. I get the point you're at, like for you to be, because like you're just going to instantly, which is so weird how all this shit works.
Yeah.
The person that you fuck is, who the fuck is that? And she's going to get popular as fuck.
Yeah. Well, have you had that with girls that you posted and stuff? On your workout?
I don't post girls.
On your workouts?
Oh, yeah. I've had some, yeah. Anytime I post a girl, a tag girl, for sure. Because
they blow up.
Because the audience of dudes are going to engage with them, right?
What's been the biggest lesson learned that you've made from, like, creating raw gear and stuff like that?
Fuck, man. The biggest lesson learned?
Yeah. Because it's a little bit, it's a different way to run a business, right? Like, I didn't realize how much of an advantage it was to have, like, an audience that's, like, tapped in and, like, excited about what you're doing. And I know that, because I ran businesses before, had any of this following, but it's been absolutely nuts to see what a tapped in audience can do, and I couldn't imagine like having 90% guys that are just horny for you.
Yeah, I think the thing that I learned, I guess one of my best advices is like, if you're gonna do a business, do it because it really means something to you.
Yeah.
Number one, because like how this started, like the branding, like me selling this stuff, it started because I was like, oh, I have a popular social media platform. Let me make some money, right?
Yeah.
Because I was like, let me sell things that I thought were cool. And that's all it started as, right? It started as me just being like, I love this hat. I love this tank top. I love these joggers. They're cool. Let me sell it.
Damn. Right?
And then it went from like, when I would like meet people in person and I'd go to like expos, because as I started to gain more popularity, get more following, you show up to these expos, which like don't exist anymore because of COVID. But
yeah,
we would show up to expos. You would talk to people and I would have lines of people who just want to come meet you and take a photo, right?
Damn.
And I would, or in person, whatever, just at the street or in gyms. And I would talk to people. And anytime I would see someone who'd be like decked out in my shit, would be like, yo, I really appreciate the video where you talked about like your life, where you talked about your childhood. My father took his life. I talked about these events in my life that made me who I am today.
Yeah.
And those were the people who were fully wearing my shit, like repping the brand. Because at the time, it was just, it was BM Fit Gear. Yeah. It was just mine. It was my initials. I was like, I didn't know what to call it. This was before like Gymshark and shit started.
Really?
Before all this shit. Like it was, damn. I was selling merch essentially.
Yeah.
But there wasn't like, oh, here's examples of all these things that like you could like copy, right? Which everyone does nowadays. They just copy shit, right? And the thing that I learned through this time was the people who were really supporting me were the people who were fucking with me beyond just like, oh, that guy did some cool shit with a girl or jumped out of the pool or did some crazy lift. Yeah. Because they would tell me these like real life stories like, yo, when you said this, you changed my life. Or you changed the perspective that I look at this, or I didn't kill myself because of that. Like crazy shit.
That's
so
heavy.
What I'm saying is like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I want to start a business to make money. And it's one thing to be like, oh, I want to try to have this mean something really deep to me. And this brand means a lot to me. So just to explain really quickly, I switched it from, obviously from being fit to Raw Gear because I knew that I couldn't involve other fitness. I wouldn't involve myself in a company of a guy's name. It was just his name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, if I'm going to involve other people, I need to give it a different life. And the thing that I realized over time, the idea of raw, being vulnerable, being genuine was the reason why I was seeing so much success. Cause I was able to say like, hey, this is who the fuck I am. This is how I feel. This is what I went through. This is what made me cry. This is what made me feel good. This is what makes me go.
Damn.
And being able to tell people that and then them being like, oh shit, I can relate to that and then share their own stories in a way, in a genuine, vulnerable way. Cause that's the true essence of life, man. You could become successful at anything if like you're real in it.
Yeah.
Like, and I talked to you yesterday and I know about you. I think your success also comes from the fact that you have that aspect of like, this is who I am, fuck it.
Yeah.
And that's what's so powerful. So as someone trying to start a brand or have a successful brand, like you can't just do it because someone goes like, oh, it's working for him. I want to make money too.
Yeah.
Because when I told you about this online coaching thing, I cannot tell you how many people used to hit me up back in the day and be like, yo, man, how do you do that? How do you set that up? Like, I know, I bet you make so much money. I want to make money. And I'm like, yo, if this is why you're doing it, you're going to fucking fail.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have a real reason why it means something to you. Because when the shit gets hard and you're like, fuck, I'm not making money this month, or fuck, like, this isn't going the way I want, or fuck, I have to move and change this manufacturer position, whatever, you're going to fucking be like, oh, it's just tough. Let me just go something easier. Because it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
Because things in life are like that. If it doesn't really mean something to you, like even a relationship, you're like, imagine you and a girl, you're like, you're fucking, you're like, I don't really like her, cool, I'm out. You don't even care. But imagine a girl, you're like, yo, I love this girl. This girl means so much to me. You're going to fight for that relationship.
100%.
So this is the same thing in business.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing I learned was like, it has to really mean something to you.
Where do you see it going next, like in the next 5 years?
I want to shit on Gymshark. That's what I want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn.
And no disrespect, man. Those guys are great.
Yeah.
But what they've done is incredible to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if people know this. Like, this is some background history in like the whole fitness industry on social media. But like, there was a company back in the day, a supplement company that like was the first company on social in that space that was succeeding at a crazy rate.
Yeah.
And then Gymshark soon after was like, oh, we're going to take that same model and apply it to clothes.
Yeah,
just a social media marketing, like the influencer marketing, but it hadn't been done. That's the thing. It was like, these are all early adapters.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I wish I started this sooner and changing it sooner, because they were early adapters. They got a ton of success because of that. That's not the only reason why they have success, obviously. But in my mind, I'm like, they don't really have heart though in that company.
Right.
In my opinion, right? Maybe the guy does. I haven't talked to the guy who owns it. His name is like Ben France or something. I'm sure he's a great dude. He was really nice to me. I met him a few times. I actually worked with them like way, way back in the day.
Damn.
But like, I don't think he thought of Gymshark and was like, man, this really, like Gymshark really means something to him. Mm. It was just an early adapter to something that was an incredible idea, and it's a super successful company.
Yeah.
All love given. But I'm like, okay, I've realized the people who truly start to succeed like on social and continue to sustain it, whether it be a brand or a person, are things that have like true life and true value behind like just a product.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, bro.
And so I want to explain it. I want to explain it real quick. Like this logo, right? This is the one tattoo I have. It's the only tattoo I have on my body. It took me forever to get it. But this logo, it really means something important to me as a human being, right? So when I first got it, I thought of like the five things that were really, like I was trying to come up with something cool that looked cool, obviously, but then something that really meant something to me personally. And I thought of the five things that I thought were important in personal like development and self-improvement, okay? So working on your mind, obviously, which is like spending time to learn about things that are gonna make you grow mentally, right? Or trying to take yourself out of like your regular like routine and try and learn something new, okay? working on your body, which is like challenge yourself physically.
Yeah.
Obviously, like physically in the weight room or physically some sort of activity. Try something new. Mm. Eat better. Try and eat this. Try to be better physically, right? And then the last two are a little deeper. Follow me on this. So the last two is one. Last one is spirit, which is like, in my opinion, your connection with other people in your life. And being able to work on like, okay, how can I grow that connection? Like my ability to understand you as a human being. Mm. What do I need to do in order to like learn things maybe about myself that allow me to connect more deeply with you and other people, right?
Damn.
And then the last one is soul, which is like my own personal connection to like what really matters to me, like my true purpose, right? So these five things I put into the logo, and that's why there's so much life to it. It's not me just being like, I'm just trying to sell some cool shit that I think is cool, or like it's, you know, a good price or whatever the fuck it is. I'm really trying to get people to think about these things and how to use these things in their life to personally improve themselves and encourage other people to do that as well. And the thing is, like, the whole idea about being raw and genuine, like I told you, that's how you succeed at anything.
Anything.
Yeah. Anything in life, that's how you succeed at. Like I said, if I had a relationship with you and I never told you how I really felt about, like, let's say something you did to me. And then I'm like over here like, man, fuck Harry. He made me feel like this. And I tell all these other people about how you made me feel. But I never come to you and I never say, yo, you made me feel this way. How could we ever make that relationship good? How can we ever get past that moment, right?
Sure.
And that's the same thing in business. You can have a relationship with a business partner if you're like, you have this animosity in the background and you're not being able to say, hey, this is how I feel. This is me being vulnerable. I want you to listen to me because I want to grow. I want to get better. I want this to work.
Yeah.
Everything in life you become better at when you're raw, when you're vulnerable about your intentions in doing it and why you're doing it. And then being able to communicate that with someone. So I try to put this into something. Obviously, it's a physical, it's a apparel line, lifestyle line, whatever you want to call it, but it really means something to me. So when I say shitting on Gymshark, I don't mean shit on them in the sense of like, oh, they have success, I want to be, but it's like, I want to bring something that has more heart.
That
I believe has more value. Because I don't know, maybe they have something like this that I never had a conversation with them about, but I don't think so. I think it's just, they just had a cool name or whatever they thought, and they ran with it, and they did it early, and they got all the girls really fast, and they fucking blew up.
I guess they're the top dogs right now, aren't they?
I mean, in that space specifically,
yeah,
for sure. I mean, I think they hit like the value of like a billion, so.
They did?
Yeah, like a while ago too.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then they got some shit because they were like talking about like hairy girls or some shit. And
hairy?
Not you, but like hairy women, or like they said some political type shit and then everyone kind of like attacked them.
Really? I like my hairy girls.
You know, I mean, every once in a while, you know? Just not around the butthole.
You know the butthole?
No, not hair around the butthole. That's not my thing, you know?
Really?
Little hair here, little hair, you know, whatever.
Damn, you're picky, huh?
I just don't like hair around the butthole.
Lights are off, I'm going crazy.
Wait, what?
I'll stick my tongue anyway.
Even if the hair is popping?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, fuck it.
Don't sweat it.
It's stupid.
It depends. Port 4 Tap-In is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN. One thing that I get in trouble with doing Manscaped ads is everyone's mad at me because I don't, like, I just trim my pubes.
Yeah.
I don't shave them. Mind you, for people getting mad at me posting thirst traps in my story, like, hey,
what do you trim your pubes with?
The Manscaped.
I trim more 4.0?
Yeah, around it though, and then my nuts and my shaft with the man. So don't get angry at me. This shit works. I use it on the delicate areas.
Yeah. Have you ever cut yourself?
Never. The shit is sleek. The design is great. There's a little light. So if you pop a leg up and you're in a dark area that you can't see, put the fucking flashlight on, see your hole, trim around it, get ready to go.
Yeah, dude. There's nothing worse than like trimming your nuts and you're going to go out on a date later and then you want to have sex and it's like, sorry, my fucking dick's bleeding.
Yeah, my dick's scabbed up from a stupid razor. That's why we've got Manscaped 4.0. If you want to trim your hole, if you want to have a non-bleedy cock, people are going to start asking questions if you're coming in with like tissue paper all over your bloody cock.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You don't want to do that. Bueno. If you want to spoil your man, if you want to spoil your dad, even your granddad, your brother, your sister, your mother, go to manscaped.com, use the code TAPIN, and you get 20% off plus free shipping. Again, go to manscaped.com, use code TAPIN, free shipping, and keep your balls trimmed, fresh,
and clean with Manscaped.
So in the fitness world, what's been like, what's one of the best ways to, because obviously you're quite a large human. What's been the best bit of advice you could have given to, say, maybe a younger Bradley Martin?
Oh, fuck. I've actually had this conversation a lot. Work harder.
Yeah.
And I really mean this. I know it sounds so vague, right? But looking back now, I just remember times when I was like doing a lot of stuff and maybe not just necessarily harder, but also smarter.
Yeah.
Because I was just doing stuff that I thought was like getting me closer, whether it was like, you know, learning about this or learning about that or working hard on this aspect, working hard on that physically, that it, I wasn't necessarily like learning. I learned through application, through trying, but I wasn't trying to like, I could have learned more like specific stuff, right?
Right.
Meaning like you can, you're going to do a thing. I'm trying to like say if I'm trying to get bigger, right?
Yeah.
That's not enough to just be like, oh, I'm just going to go to the gym and eat good. Like I really would encourage younger people and like younger Bradley Martin, like, spend more time trying to learn why I'm doing those things instead of just doing those things. Because a lot of people just take advice nowadays. Mm-hmm. And it's actually crazy in the fitness industry how much like misinformation there is about just everything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fucking sad. But trying to learn things beyond just like your bro being like, yo, my bro said this is a good supplement or like you should do this. Like trying to learn why those things and like what's the real application of them.
Yeah.
And so work harder in the sense of like, let me really try to understand this stuff. Yeah. And I did a lot of that when I was younger, but not enough. And overall, I just could have done more.
Yeah.
You know, like where I'm at now, obviously, you know, I have the perspective to say that, but I always felt like, oh, I'm working really hard. But I just sometimes, you know, like when you have like those aimless, like just wasteful time, which is also essential, I think, for fucking for mental well-being. 100%.
Yeah.
But I could have done more. I just know it, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and the biggest thing is consistency as well.
It's huge.
Is making sure that you're in, day out. Because when I started taking my body a little bit more serious, well, actually, I actually invested in my body because I was like, okay, what can I do that makes me actually locked in? Now I spent money on like getting a coach, or now I spent money on like having meal plans and stuff like that. So now I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I think like when you force yourself to be a little bit more consistent in that sense.
Yeah, no, but consistency is everything. I mean, with your body specifically, bro, like, your body wants to stay the same. All our bodies don't really want to change. Like they don't want to get bigger. They don't want to get smaller. They want to stay the same. It's all about maintaining homeostasis. So if you're like, all right, I want to get bigger, you have to force your body to do that. And in order for that to happen, you need the constant overload, like the constant excess calories. You need the constant tension on the muscle. You need the constant sleep. You need the constant food. And the thing, I think it gets overwhelming because people are like, I want this. And they go, oh, but I eat enough, you know, it's crazy because the body is so like, it's just so specific. You need, and for some people, it can happen like this.
Mm.
And I think it's easier because people, especially on social media nowadays, they see, you know, that guy, he's got some sort of amazing genetics. So they're like, oh, they think that someone just has it like that.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes, some genetically is just gonna be more predisposed to get it faster or whatever. Cause maybe they'll have a friend even that's like, yo, that guy just blew up and like, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
Number one thing also outside of consistency is like, focus on yourself and not what other people have or what other people are doing or how they're building or how strong they're getting.
Yeah.
Because then you start to tear yourself down. This is just like comparing yourself with anything in life. And it's like your outside emphasis on everything else. Now you're losing focus and energy and drive towards like actually bettering yourself.
Yeah.
So consistency is huge, man. That's
huge.
If you don't do it, like, you'll hear people be like, I was in the gym for a few months and I stopped for 4 months and I'm in the gym for a few months and I stopped. The most common thing. And I just can't get it. Mm. It's like, well, it's because you stopped.
Yeah. What about for our ladies trying to get a fat, juicy ass? How do we get about that?
Oh, my God. It's the same shit. That's the crazy thing, right? Like, we always, like, there's been that conversation for years where it's like, does this work for men? This work for women? Or just for some reason, we've always had these, like, I don't know. People have these, like, oh, this is for girls and this is for guys. None of that is true.
Yeah.
It all works both ways.
Dude, I like that because I gotta do those juicy ass workouts for chicks.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a plump fat ass.
I mean, girls like butts, bro. I don't think girls like the flat ass look. I think they like the
I like it when a girl grabs my bum.
Yeah, fuck
especially
it.
When I'm on top.
Yeah. You know? A little fucking slap, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, treat me like a little slut.
You never got a slap? Like a little like...
No.
No? Like a pull? They pull it in?
Yeah, pull it in. But if they slap my ass, I'd probably get offended.
You'd get offended?
Yeah. Like, oh, really? Don't spank me.
We'll just like turn it around like... No, flip her over. Get a little bit. Smack the shit out of her.
Now we got it. Now we know how he fucks. Is that how we doing it?
I'm just saying, you just switch it up.
Yeah?
You know?
What's your...
No.
we need to know.
No.
Come on.
I like giving back shots. That's the key.
You're the backshot bandit?
Backshot bandit, for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How long you lasted, Bradley?
Well, it's pretty much like...
How long?
I don't want, this is such a fucking loaded question because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm fucking, my dick's big and I last.
Oh, yeah.
It's lame. But, yeah, it's fucking, I don't want to answer it. Fuck, dude.
Okay, are you actually selling drugs?
No, which is funny though.
Yeah. How did that happen? Because for some reason it got programmed in my head. So every time I see it, I was like, oh, Bradley's selling drugs. I'm like, where the fuck
did
this
come from?
It's just
a Steve will do a joke, man. That guy just says wild shit.
Yeah.
You'd be actually surprised how many wild jokes he made about me I was like, yo, we cannot use that.
Really?
He says the craziest shit. But it's funny because it's like dark humor shit that's hilarious. But it's like, he just can't go on the internet because people are so fucking pussy and sensitive these days.
I feel like he does post some pretty fucking crazy
shit. No, but that's the fucking thing. You think what he posts is crazy? The shit that doesn't make it is crazier.
Really?
Like the kind of shit that like you'd be with your boys and you'd make the joke and everyone would laugh, but they'd be like, we can't put that on the internet.
Damn.
But it's fucking funny. There's a lot of funny shit like that. Everyone is so like, oh my God, he said that. Oh my God, oh, cancel all this bullshit now. You just can't say certain things. You know,
you should hear the stuff we say.
Oh,
fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, even like just you and it's like locker room bullshit.
Yeah,
like it's not like a sincere like, oh, this is a hateful thing. It's just like people say dumb shit that are just they're funny, stupid jokes. But nowadays, you just can't say certain things. But so the drug joke came along. It just like I actually don't know why he started saying it. I forgot. He just like started saying it, and then people just love the joke.
Because
I think he made like $1 million selling these T-shirts.
You're lying. Really?
So just the drug one.
No, okay.
I don't know.
Funniest thing. So I was at this gym I used to train in here in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And they're like, go look at Bradley Martin's comments. This guy just got caught like selling drugs. And they were freaking out. They're just like, we're going to have so many clients, like all this shit. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not the fucking case.
No, dude.
And then I watched Steve's video and I was like, oh shit. Like
the funny thing is, the weird thing happens on the internet that like, people just believe whatever the fuck they see.
Right.
And it's like, you understand the sarcasm. Like for example, I just posted this video on TikTok and I was like, Instagram is down and here's why.
All right, guys, so breaking news. I just got some insider information about Instagram and Facebook. It's gone forever. So make sure you guys follow me right now. Press.
And it's just a joke. It's a sarcasm, dry sarcasm. And I got a ton of comments being like, is he serious? Is that serious? Like, it's a stupid fucking joke. And people just like, they just take it. Because for sure, I'm sure there are some people who are like, this guy's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like, actually, which is funny. Like,
well, even has the shirts and shit. I'm like, Bradley Martin sold me drugs.
Yeah, but it's like, they're fucking shirts.
It's fucking hilarious, though.
Yeah. But I don't know. The internet's very strange. It's like, I don't know, dude. It's a weird.
I hope they gave you a cut of that money.
I didn't. I got no money. $0.
Really?
$0.
We need to have a chat with him.
But, and it's funny because, like, he came by the gym. They're doing another shirt. It's like, my friend is cheap.
Yeah.
Right? And then I had a chat with him where I was like, yo, you guys can't keep doing this. I was like, you do have to cut me something. So now they do.
Oh, you're chilling
but,
now.
But yeah, but he, I mean, it's not like, I'm not like, you know, I'm not asking for a ton. I was just like, yo, if you're going to use my name, you know, like, don't fuck me.
Yeah.
But so since Steve, he's in classic Steve fashion, he's like, I made the shirt that says my friend is cheap, but he's referencing me to sell this. So he's like, I don't have to pay you because I didn't use your name. Which is funny because it's like, wait a minute, you already made a ton of money selling. You're the cheap one, motherfucker. Like, you use my, but it's fine. I don't care because
those kids are breaded as fuck, too.
I don't care because, like, with Steve, he's like my brother. We have other things that are like, it makes sense. Like, we make content together. It's fun. People enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. There's more there.
You know? Are you guys as crazy off camera as well?
No, dude. We're fucking gym bros. Like,
really?
We'll go to the gym 3 times a day. Like, I spend time in, like, I'm going to go there tonight. And I know he's taking a week off, so we'll literally work out and tan and eat.
Really?
Not tan and eat. Well, we'll eat all day. We're not going to tan 3 times. We'll work out 3 times.
You guys, aren't getting, like, fucked up every single day?
No. We'll wake up. We'll go to the gym. We'll eat. We'll tan. We'll go to the gym. We'll eat. We'll eat. We might go to the gym and do cardio. Yeah, I swear to God.
That's so surprising.
Yeah, Steve's actually really, really, like, low-key. Like, he's not, it's funny because you see him on camera, you think how he might be, because he's like, hilarious, this dude, but he's actually super chill. He's just a really, like, simple dude. That's fucking crazy. People are like, what? I tell people that, and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because the Nelk Boys seem fucking nuts. Like, you watch all their videos, they seem like they're out every night, they're just going crazy.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the rest of them as much. I mean, I have been there, obviously, but, yeah, I mean, there's been some moments that are fucking crazy. When we went on the tour, we went on the road trip. We were going, this is before COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
We were going through like Texas and all these places. And that was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, their fan base is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And the girls are like insane. Like, these girls like throw themselves at these people.
Really?
Yeah, damn. Bro. Like,
They're tapped in.
Super fucking tapped in.
That's wild. Are you, where do you see yourself going in the next 5 years? Do you think you're gonna be the gym, like the gym guy forever?
No, I mean, I'm gonna open more gyms, that's for sure. I'm definitely working on growing Raw Gear. I'm working on opening up more locations. I'm going to Texas to find the exact location. I've been talking about this for a while, but
That shit takes time, though.
It does take time. But I'm gonna open a new gym in Austin. I'm gonna buy a new spot in Austin. I'm gonna involve more of the athletes in Raw Gear in those things that we're doing and move people in, because I like to do that because it works and it's fun. And to be fair, man, like I'm gonna do a lot more podcasting because I genuinely enjoy this type of content. I think it's the most useful.
Yeah. Well, I always said to Abby, like, it's been the most rewarding thing that we've done. Even he went and did a show and he said he met so many people that listened to this, and it's kind of crazy because I was like, I actually feel like no one really, like, I don't, sometimes you're like, oh, you don't feel like there's other people like tuning in, but when you're out and about and you meet people and they're like, oh, I enjoyed this. Yeah. I didn't like this so much. It's the crazy. It's the coolest feeling. Like, yeah. I fucking love this stuff.
And it's the most valuable shit, man. Because think about it. Like all the other content, like the crazy shit, the viral shit, the wild shit, the party shit. Like it's cool. And there's a time and place for all that. And like that's all fun, right? But the things that are really going to make people better, like ultimately people are trying to find that. Like maybe they don't know right now that that's what they want. But eventually you get to a point in your life where you're like, you know, I want to get better as a person. And then you start to hear podcasts where it's like, oh shit, that conversation helped me as a person.
Yeah.
Now you start to draw a deeper connection with the person who you're watching or you're listening to. And it's like, when do you ever get tired? Like, do you have somebody in your life who like constantly gives you good advice or like helps you think about something differently or like gives you a good perspective or makes you, and that you're like, you don't have anyone like that? Maybe. I didn't finish. I was going to say, like, do you have someone like that? And maybe then you go, I don't want to see that person or talk to that person anymore. Like someone who was always good to you.
Yeah.
You're like, of course you want them in your life.
True.
So this is such a cool platform because like you could have these conversations, at least I don't know exactly how all your podcasts are, but I like to have them with like about shit like this because I think someone's going to watch it who maybe will be like, I didn't even know that guy was talking about shit like that.
Yeah.
And then they find out and they're like, oh shit, I really needed to hear that. Like that's the thing I would hear so many times of. You're like, man, I didn't even know how much I needed that. And like maybe I clickbaited him, got him on some like stupid other video with a dumb fucking thumbnail, but they got in there like, oh, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you needed that. Yeah.
And this is the kind of content that like just makes people better.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make it about
I don't know if Apple makes anyone better.
Maybe mine. Like,
the first thing that made me realize how much of a connection podcast gives you is I saw a comedian on stage who had a big podcast, and on stage, crowd of like 300 people, he's just like said an offhanded joke on stage about his friend, like the littlest thing, like, oh, I got this friend that doesn't follow through with bets, and the crowd just went nuts.
Yeah.
And it was just like this tiny inside joke. I'm like, damn, like they know this dude on like the most personal level about tiny little things about his friends, and these are like a crowd full of strangers that weren't even there to see him specifically. Yeah. It was crazy.
Think about it. If you do content, it's like, look at me do this thing, right? I'm a bodybuilder. I lift the thing. You just see that. It's an experience. You're like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
You see it again. Oh, that was cool. You see it again. Oh, that was cool. All right. I'm getting this. I'm getting tired of this, right? You have a conversation. Just imagine this. You have a conversation with someone in real life. You get to know them.
Yeah.
This is what this is. This is like a version of that where it's like you're learning a story. You're learning about how someone feels or what they think about beyond just like, because this is the crazy, because it's the most like, we're just sitting in a room, very small room. I know you're going to get a bigger one. I'm not trying to shit on you, I promise.
It's okay. We're all.
and it's like, we're just having a conversation, learning about each other, right? You just ask me questions and the people watching, they just learn. Instead of like, wow, that was so crazy, or oh, this drama shit, or oh, he fucked that girl, or oh, I mean, you're probably talking about these things as well, but they get a different perspective of you than like maybe just like a photo of you on Instagram, like looking sexy in a selfie, you know? This is what I'm saying though. It's like it's like, okay, hot guy, but then they hear you as a human, they're like, oh, I fuck with his personality. Yeah. I like the way he looks at this, right? That's the true value. And people just need that, they want them. People love stories.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about that shit. Did you see the Joe Rogan post? He was in like New York or some shit.
No.
Bro, this dude posted, he must have did stand up.
Yeah. He did that Madison Square Garden.
Yes. Bro, fucking packed, like the whole fucking thing. And he's in the middle of the entire arena. He did like a 360, packed, cheering.
Really?
I mean, he's obviously Joe Rogan, but it's like,
that is nuts.
I guarantee it's not just because they think he's the funniest guy as a comedian. I guarantee it's because they also watch his podcast and they have, because he's the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Kevin Hart do a podcast? I feel like he'd definitely crush.
He dabbles.
He does?
He does the hot one where the hot and cold thing.
Yeah.
He gets athletes in the water.
Yeah.
I think that's a podcast.
Kevin Hart's like the one dude who's like, doesn't need one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's already doing stadiums.
Yeah. What's some lasting advice that you could give to the ladies and gents listening?
Don't be a pussy, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just eat one.
Yeah, just eat one.
No, he doesn't eat pussy.
No. Let's not get into that.
Bradley doesn't eat pussy. That's not true. We discussed it yesterday.
Don't try to play me, motherfucker.
He legit said he doesn't eat pussy.
I didn't say I don't eat pussy.
He's afraid of vaginas.
No, bro. Yeah. I said like there's a time and a place. I said if I meet a girl the first night, I'm definitely not eating a pussy.
You're disgusting.
How am I disgusting? Wait a second.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
till you get some shit on your lip.
What, you'd rather just go in there raw?
God damn it.
You have to taste the waters first.
Taste the waters. I fuck around. I'm not just like in there raw. That's it. You know, we do some other things for us.
Yeah, well, I sometimes you see how bad, whatever. We're not going to go do it. Yeah. Anyway, last advice.
Don't be, and I don't mean that in like a really just a derogatory way. I just mean like I said earlier, like you can do so much more. I just think people so oftentimes just like underplay themselves, like undermine themselves. Yeah. When they're like, oh, so-and-so has this, it's going to be hard for me. And they just think of all the reasons why, like...
Like a victim mentality.
Yeah, all the reasons why it's going to be hard or difficult. And then they set themselves way further back than it. It's just like, you know, we talked about the intention thing. Just being like, yo, I'm going to do this. I believe in myself. And it sounds corny and cheesy, but it has to start there. Like, if you really want something special in your life...
Don't talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, because it's like, you're already 10 steps behind. It's like, you might as well be, like, encouraging yourself and just being like, yo, I can do this. Because that's literally the very first step.
Mm.
And if you could start doing that more, you're going to be more successful in your life.
There you go. Where can everyone find you?
So Raw Talk is dropping. Last week it's probably out. Go there. It's just, I think it's YouTube. You can just search Bradley Martin Raw Talk.
Yeah.
Obviously, I got two YouTubes. I have like a lifestyle one where I fuck around with Steve and the boys. That's Life of Bradley Martin. And then I have a fitness one, which is just me doing fitness stuff. And it's kind of turned into like a vlog shit lately, thanks to my boy Jacob. But that's just Bradley. I mean, you just search Bradley Martin. You'll see I have like three, four channels. I got the podcast. I got the Instagram, Bradley Martin. I've actually been going really hard on TikTok lately. Really? So find me on fucking TikTok.
TikTok's a winner.
That's how I first saw you.
On TikTok? Holy fuck, man. Which is cool.
Yeah.
Because I never thought people would say that. I thought it'd be like, you're that guy who jumped out of the pool or jumped on or did the hoverboard squat. Yeah,
lifting chicks.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So find me on fucking TikTok.
You should do some Squid Game parody shit.
I did. I slapped him in the face. We did that. You know, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
We did the flipping thing.
Oh, that's
so. Yeah, and he's weak, so he sucks.
Oh, actually, I did see that.
Yeah. But the.
Yeah, you got fucked.
Yeah, he's.
You should do tug of war against like 10 chicks.
Yo, that's actually a really good idea for a video. Yeah. Tug of war against 10 chicks coming soon on my TikTok. And then we're going to put it on OnlyFans.
There you go. And also, make sure you DM it.
And the rope is your cock, dude.
Ooh, I like that one. Pull that shit. Well, you get at least three on there.
DM Bradley and ask him for a dick pic. He'll send it.
No, I won't send it. But I do want to leak the dick pic. I need it. Like you said, I need the sex tape.
Yeah, I'm ready. Like I've got.
Who's my sex tape girl? That's the question.
Yeah.
If you want to get famous, DM me. Who is my sex tape girl?
We could do it together.
Yeah, Eiffel Tower. Roast. Yo, I go crazy. Holy fuck! Are we ending this? Yo, fucking subscribe to this fucking podcast. Drop a dope fucking review. Show Harry some love. Legend. I appreciate you having me come today,
Legend.
Man.
Legend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hell yeah. Is this on YouTube?
Yeah,
you subscribe to this shit. Everything. Let's go. Positive comments only, you pussies.